This is SBS News in Easy English. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says the federal government doesn't believe there are any Australians caught up in a conflict in Papua New Guinea. Shops and businesses have been attacked and set on fire in the capital, and people have reportedly been killed after police went on strike over pay. Mr. Albanese says the government is receiving updates from Papua New Guinea.
High Commission in Port Moresby are keeping a very close eye on what is occurring there, making sure that Australians are looked after. We continue to urge calm. We haven't had any requests from the PNG government at this time, but we, of course, our friends in Papua New Guinea, we have a great relationship with them.
Some communities in Victoria remain under threat from flooding moving downstream, while others are continuing the clean-up. Watch and Act alerts are in place for the Goulburn River from Seymour to Shepparton, as well as Bendigo and Bullock Creeks. Authorities have warned around a dozen homes could be flooded when waters peak at Shepparton on Friday. A new report has found the owner of social media platform X has made significant cuts to staff. The East Safety Commissioner report suggests trust and safety staff have been reduced by a third, including an 80% reduction in the number of safety engineers. The Commissioner says the reduction in staff in key public policy roles could have implications for Australian users. Violence has been escalating in Ecuador a day after drug gangs set off explosions, held prison guards hostage, and briefly captured a TV station live on air. Businesses around the capital, Quito, have closed and the streets are empty due to violence. Ecuador President Daniel Noboa has declared a 60-day state of emergency and named 22 gangs as terrorist organisations.
We have taken measures that should have been taken long ago and that past governments failed to take. We are practically living in a state of war against terrorism. These are not organised crime groups. They are terrorists who are financed by drug trafficking, trafficking in people, organs and arms.
Elvis fans are on their way to rural New South Wales for Australia's biggest celebration of the King. Hundreds of rock and roll fanatics will board the Elvis Express at Sydney Central Station to make the journey to the park's Elvis Festival. The festival, which is celebrating with the theme of Jailhouse Rock and is in its 31st year, attracts 25,000 visitors to the small farming town and brings in $13 million. This man told Channel 7 he's been attending the festival since it began.
I was actually set up by my friends at a karaoke when it was tape and sheet music, and I got to sing Johnny Be Good. I filled a dance floor and I got home from the golf trip with the boys and started singing lessons, and here we are 31 years later still doing Elvis. There's so many different eras of Elvis. There's always something someone loves, whether it's the gospel, the rock and roll, the movies. Everyone's seen an Elvis movie, and how good was that? They were able to do 31 movies
in
as well.
Football, record-breaking Western Sydney Wanderers striker Sophie Harding says the club can continue to impress after a surprise surge up the A-League women's ladder under former Socceroo Robbie Hooker. Harding broke the club's record for goals in a season last week in a 2-0 win away against Perth. I'm Peggy Giacomelos, and that's the latest from the SBS newsroom.